board. Hang on one second.
Go ahead.
I'm calling the St. Botolph Architectural Conservation District Commission public hearing to order at 5:23 p.m. on March 16th, 2022. The commissioners present are Francoise Elise, Barbara Leafman. Is Doug in? Is Doug here?
Yeah.
No. Yes. Yes, did you say?
No, he's not here.
And Susan Trowbridge. Today, the commission will be holding a public hearing to review applications. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts Executive Order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the February 15th, 2022 amendment extending the suspension of these provisions until July 15th, 2022, we're conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the St. Botolph Architectural Conservation District Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and to provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We'll repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. So,
great.
We've got one design review, correct?
Yes.
It's 259 to 261 West Newton, and the applicant is Ben Rogan. And Ben, you're here, right? Yes.
Yes, so, I'm here.
So do you want to present your proposal?
Whoops. Yes, hi, Peter Vanco here, architect, representing Ben Rogan.
Hey, Peter, go ahead and I have the presentation on the screen. So if you want to just go ahead and explain what's going on there and we can.
Excellent.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Good evening, everyone. Our intention is to replace every window that is in the property. Across the board, all the windows have been deemed they're not up to energy codes, no insulated glass. As mentioned, the building is it has some excellent representations of historical windows, and we've really enjoyed reviewing them. If you're not familiar with this property, those of you who have mentioned that the base level windows, particularly the ones there in the A designation, are worthy of restoration. Nicholas had a chance to go take a look. He agrees that those are indeed worthy of full restoration. Whereas all of the other windows, primarily all the double hungs designated with B here, are worthy of replacement with a modern window. However, those would be a wood window. We'd like to see those be a true divided light window. We'd like to see those be aluminum clad, if the board is willing to grant us that. And those would be following the same division typology that's currently in the building, matching exactly what is there. So it would really carry forward the valuable aspects of those windows are worth preserving. You see an arched window that is our C's, or some of the more atypical windows, definitely not the typical double hungs. Those would be matched with a similar construction to the B, but they'd be, they're just a much more custom window, so they get a different designation. And Nicholas, if you want to go to the side elevation, next one down. Similar kinds of things here. We do have some odd windows up high in the building, our C's, but yet again, we're mostly B's. We do have that really handsome bay that is to the left here. Those have some smaller double hungs. It's our intention to continue on with that B window typology. And as we move around to that last elevation, in the alley, we would choose to go to a lesser expensive window here. We would probably go to for cost reasons, something that would be a vinyl window, insulated, white. But our intention there is to maintain on the two primary sides, high level appropriate window replacements. And so that is the end of presentation here. Ready to take any questions.
Thanks, Doug. Or thanks, Peter. Let the record show that Doug has now joined the meeting. So commissioners, I'll turn it back to you for questions, comments, and concerns.
On the rear, the third photo, did you say that those windows would be white?
Yes, that would be our intention, if there would be a white window.
Now, why would you do that instead of a masonry color like everything else?
Well, it's a good question. It appears that everything is white currently on the back.
Right. It's going to be a masonry color, though, on the facades that face the public way, correct?
That is correct. That is correct.
And commissioners, you do have jurisdiction over the rear, but the rear is minimally visible from this. Susan, what street did you say it was that it's visible from?
From Garrison.
Okay. So if you wanted to ask for a different color, you certainly could.
Well, I guess my question is it more expensive to do a masonry color than to do white? Is that why you went with white?
Well, on this lesser facade here in the alley side, we're not beholden to doing white, but typically white and vinyl, because it's the utilitarian side, that the white vinyl is least costly. The other two sides, absolutely, we would tend to go with the masonry color that would match. So.
And I had one other question. All of the other windows, which you say they're all going to match the front, you're talking about the front, the historic windows that are 8/2s, correct?
That is correct. Yep. Yes, so that is correct. And I have a diagram in the upper right here that I am realizing is actually missing a division. Right. I didn't notice that until really just looking at it here more carefully. We have one more division that would be needed along the top edge. So correct. Yes, but it would be a true 8/2. Correct.
And commissioners, I would request that shop drawings would be submitted as a final approval if that's the route that we were going. We'd probably just need those just for the file in case, and for future reference, anyone was looking for the windows to retrofit. So,
okay.
So let's kind of segue over to these C windows. And talk about those a little bit, because this is the real question that we all have to discuss. So the C windows on both of the second levels, where I'm circling right here, they both possess some really beautiful stained glass transoms. Peter and Ben, is there any neat reason why there's plexiglass over them right now? Could they just easily just be removed? Is there a reason why they're there, that plexiglass?
Ben, go for it.
Sorry, I was just trying to unmute myself. The stained glass is sort of old school leaded glass. It's yep. very delicate yep. and is not in very good shape. So the that protective layer was put over to... keep them intact. Basically, they were crumbling and starting to fall apart. So it's there as a protection against the elements.
Yeah. So Ben, it seems like your heart's in the right place, but covering stained glass with a piece of plexiglass actually speeds up the deterioration, because you're locking moisture between the two pieces of materials. So in essence, you're kind of speeding up the deterioration of these. If you removed them, as delicate as they seem, stained glass windows are designed to weather elements. Specifically on this property, they're kind of they're recessed a little bit. So of course they will have exposure to the elements, but I don't think it will be to the extremes that would alter them. Or it would ruin them. But so I think removing them would actually be better, and then not replacing anything. Is there anything that would prohibit you from doing that?
No, I don't think so. I didn't put the plexiglass over those windows. It's been there for years. Right. So
yeah. You know, and then do you know if there, you know, the images that you sent me in regards to the plexiglass, they look, or sorry, in regards to the stained glass, they look like they're in pretty good condition. You know, one of the conditions that we as specialists in this field look for is bowing or collapsing of the stained glass.
Right.
And I don't see that. is there any bowing or sinking of any of the portions of the stained glass?
I think there was a little bit of disformity, but you know, whatever you and the board think is best to, you know, for the long term durability of those windows, we're open to doing that.
Okay.
Has anyone evaluated them? Have you had anyone come in and look at them and give you an evaluation?
No. As far as what?
Assessing their structural stability, yeah.
Yeah, their overall condition.
Yeah, they're very delicate, I know that, so.
That would be a good idea, though, to have someone have a look and say whether they'd be vulnerable if they were exposed.
Yeah. They look really nice from the inside, but they don't look so nice from the outside, except at nighttime, obviously, and the lights are on.
Yeah, and Ben, I don't know if you know or not, but St. Botolph is kind of a testing ground for stained glass over the years. So there were a lot of stained glass makers in the area, and they use the new buildings on St. Botolph Street as kind of their test studio. So the neighborhood's known for these stained glass windows. And kind of, you know, covering them up with that plexiglass is kind of a crime because yeah. They're so gorgeous. And especially because these two buildings are kind of entry points to the neighborhood. So it would just be great if we could get some, just to kind of shed some light, for lack of a better term, on their beauty for the rest of the community. So.
Yeah. If you have someone that you could recommend, we can talk offline who could help us sort of evaluate the best way to preserve them. We'll definitely do that.
Great. Okay. And then commissioners, I'm okay with the proposal. Ben and Peter, you were recommending a slider underneath those stained glass windows, correct?
Configuration to match what is currently there. Yes. So it is indeed a slider, that C designation, the intention is that it matches the existing configuration, being an anomalous window.
Great. So a slide, could this window, to the best of my knowledge, commissioners, this window was probably a double paned window. So two panes. I can't really figure out if it was ever operable, but if they wanted to do a slider, it would probably be the most appropriate that would match the original configuration.
And if the slider looked like on the picture where there's a vertical divide,
yeah,
then that would simulate what's happening on the 8/2s.
Exactly. I think that's exactly the point. Yeah. So, and then my last question to Peter and Ben would be the C window on the upper level. I think that upper portion of the window is original. I'm okay if the commissioners are okay with either it being replicated or restored with a similar slider underneath it. So that would be the idea there if you're okay with that.
It sure makes, that seems to make sense.
Cool.
Yeah, that's a really good idea to mimic the two lights down below. And just to be very clear, all of the windows, we're quite certain that these always were 8/2 and they were never 8/1s, correct? The only reason I ask is that Ben has asked. They've owned this building for a while now. And the question is, were they originally 8/1s or 8/2s?
I would say 8/2s. These are all of these buildings on this side of the street are kind of the Queen Anne row house style. And these window configurations would be appropriate for a Queen Anne row house. Right. Unfortunately, if you go down the block, it looks like almost all of the buildings except for yours lost their original windows. So this will probably be a model for the rest of the folks on the block when they when their time comes, because they're the last remaining remnant. And when I look at them, it's clear that they're probably 1888 windows, which makes them extra special.
Neat.
Yeah.
If I could just add, I believe that the original sashes that are still in the building are not, the lower sashes are not, they're one lights, they're single lights. They're not, it's not 8/2. I believe it was 8/1. I apologize. I didn't pick that up on the drawings until, those look, that looks like an 8/2 because that's a slider there. But if you look at to the right and left on that bay, those are the original lower sashes that are going to be restored. Those are single lights.
I thought I saw, I took a look at that divider right there. Let me just take a peek. I'll bring up my map here. Hang on 1 second.
Yeah, that's a slider. That lower sash was replaced with a slider.
This one right here?
Yeah, that's not an original lower sash. If you look to the left and the right, those are the original, yeah.
So you think they were originally 8/1s?
Yeah, I'm sure of it. And I apologize, I didn't pick that up on the drawings earlier. But yeah, that there, you can see there, that's the original lower sash right there, yeah.
You think this one's a slider?
I'm 100% sure. I used to live in that apartment.
Oh, gotcha, okay.
Yeah, that's a slider. And to the right, yeah, that's the original sash right there to the right and left. That lower sash there, yeah. And as also pointed out, there's a connecting piece that goes across the top.
Yeah, I think we're all on the same page on. Yeah. Let me just check something out here.
Yeah, there's a couple up there on that bay that have the original single, yeah. It's kind of a mess. There's a couple of original windows on that bump out on the alleyway side.
I don't know how we got inside, but we got inside. all right.
But yeah, I could take some more pictures and get them over to you, or we can meet out there. But I'm positive that there are single lights on those lower sashes.
Okay. I mean, I don't think it would be much of a difference. If you could just grab, we can make the approval if the commissioners decide to approve this. We can make it contingent. I thought I saw some putty on that, but I could be wrong. I look at windows all day, so I could be confused. But yeah, I can take a look at that. If you can get me some photos, and the commissioners can make the approval contingent on an examination of that. But either way, we'd be saving the upper levels. So,
yeah. 257.
We didn't talk about, but also the front door 259, there's a stained glass that's missing.
Yep.
When we talk offline, if you have a person that could, rebuild that, would love to do that too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I have some contacts that I can put you in touch with. I can't make you use them because we're a city agency, but that would be great if you could do that. So, all right, commissioners, I'll turn it back to you. Sorry for asking all the questions, but I just want to make sure we get this right. So,
sure. I do have a question. Mm-hmm. In terms of the doorway, other than the wood one, is there going to be any construction done on the other doorway?
Not at this time, no.
Okay.
I see a lot of 8/2s up higher, specifically in this shot here. So are those all sliding windows?
Yeah. Those are all sliders, yep.
They were fit in at some point.
Yep. Lower sashes were removed, and I'm sure that was my father that did that back in, 1975 or something.
Just before the district was formed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any other questions or comments? Okay, then we need to ask for public comments. Has anyone of the public signed in here?
No. I don't see any public members, but I would just go ahead and read the speech. Yeah, just so we can be transparent.
Okay. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and to provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We'll repeat these instructions. So is there anyone? There isn't.
There are no public comments, so we can go ahead and close the public comment portion.
Okay. So are we to the point where someone wants to make a motion?
I can make a motion.
All right, Francois.
So I'd like to make a motion that we approve the plans for the windows, including the stained glass windows, and that shop documents be provided to Nick to review the applications. We need to review the design. And I don't think, I think we, did we agree that white in the back is gonna be okay?
No. So that has to be discussed. So
let's make that a separate motion.
Okay, all right.
It should be all in the same motion. So Should we maybe talk about that now? You know, they're barely visible from anywhere within our purview.
Okay.
But it would be really great if, you know, my recommendation would be to make them a different color. I'm fine with vinyl because they're at the rear, but they should certainly be a different color to match the masonry. Or blend in with the masonry.
Yeah, I agree with you, Nick. I think if they're white, they're just going to pop. And it's going to, you know, even if it's the rear of the building, it's sort of an anomaly back there.
Yeah. And even though the alley is really kind of a mess, hopefully over time, one by one, things will get improved. So, you know, we might as well start here.
Well, most of the windows are darker in color right already. You know, if these that are getting replaced are darker.
Yeah, look at that. Well,
you know, we only have a few outliers. Is that bump out part of this building?
Yes,
it is.
So we'd be eliminating all white windows from this corner of the alley.
Yeah, those windows are in pretty rough shape over there.
I'm fine with vinyl too. I mean, that on the back, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm okay with vinyl also.
Me too.
All right. So the dark color though?
Yeah.
Okay.
So included the motion would be a dark color that matches the masonry.
Okay.
Okay.
And then do we want to, in your motion, Francois, do you want to talk about the plexiglass on the stained glass windows?
Yes. The plexiglass on the stained glass windows will be removed from the street side.
Okay. And I think someone had recommended that a stained glass specialist examine the windows for any structural deficiencies. Yes. Yeah.
I don't know, Nick, if you have someone, but I'm actually working with someone now on a piece of stained glass I have. He's on Tremont Street.
Yes.
Jim Anderson stained glass.
That's who I have. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to get him.
So there's,
who'd you say, Susan?
Jim Anderson stained glass. He's at 548 Tremont.
He's been in the South End forever. He did the door on my house.
Yeah, he just returned from Kenya, so he's a little jet lagged. I just talked to him the other day, so give him a week or so.
And he also did the windows that we just approved for 119 St. Botolf. So,
okay, great, thank you.
So just to kind of wrap up this motion here, and then we want to talk about this upper arched window. The upper portion will be either restored or replicated, and the lower portion can be, do we want to do single pane or do we want to do the double paint at the lower level?
Well, I think on that one, if you had just a single sash on that arched window, you wouldn't be able to open it. So I think that's probably why you know, they put a slider in there.
Sure.
I guess.
Okay. Commissioners, are you okay with that?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I guess I don't really care one way or another. I guess as long as it's, we can have some sort of operable window there, because that's usually where people like put their bed.
Sure. Okay.
I guess. Well, this wouldn't affect the motion, but so I guess I'm back to asking a discussion question. Any chance that the door at 161 could be changed so that it's wood instead of metal?
There's a lot of things that I would love to see happen to this property, but these decisions are not up to me. And, you know, I would like to rip the whole place apart and put it all back together again. But, you know, right now, the only thing I'm authorized to talk about is the windows, unfortunately. Okay.
All right. And then the last item for the motion would be the lower sash. Are we okay with the single pane lower sash?
I am. In fact, I think it would look better than the double.
Okay.
Yeah, and maybe that one there in the middle just can be restored as the original sash. We can eliminate that as well, so all three look the same.
Yeah, that'll look great. Yeah,
that would definitely be best.
Right.
Awesome. All right. So Francois made a motion. Francois, are you okay with everything that we recommended?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay.
How many in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Is it 3-0? Did Doug make it here?
Yeah, he's here. Oh, there, okay. He is right 4-0. There.
4-0.
The hat. Yeah. 4-0. Perfect. Okay. All right, guys. All right, Peter and Ben. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much,
everyone. It's a pleasure to meet everyone.
All right.
Good evening.
Thank you.
You too. Thanks. All right. So, okay. So admin.
Yeah. Right.
Does anyone have any questions? Doug's best friend is back again.
So the first one is 116 St. Batolph.
Yeah.
What do we do here, Nick?
So basically what you're going to do is you're just going to read out the two admin items, just what's going on. And then you'll have to read the public comment spiel, and then you can take a vote.
Okay, it's 116 St. Batolph, rebuild the rear chimney facing Durham Street using the original bricks and proper brown masonry mortar, and replace the flashing on the two chimneys. Mm-hmm. And this is like an after the fact approval, correct?
Yeah, it was an emergency repair.
Right, and you've looked at it and you say it meets all our criteria?
Yep.
So shall we?
Was that the only one? I thought there were two.
Do I do them together?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Then 249 West Newton Street. Replace 7 rear windows, 1/1 aluminum clad in kind.
Great. Okay. Is there a motion?
Do I need to call for comments, or that's just for the
Yeah, just to be consistent, I would just read that comment. Sorry, Susan.
All right, that's okay. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and to provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. And
there are no comments.
Okay. Yep. So right. Can a motion to approve these?
Move.
Yep.
Second.
Okay.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
4-0.
Okay. Minutes.
Next thing is the minutes, mm-hmm. Right? So, did everybody get a chance to read these, and are they okay?
Yeah.
Yep. I will make a motion to approve the minutes of February 16th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, 7-0.
4-0.
I just dropped my agenda.
Cool.
It'd be so nice when we're there again.
It will, trust
me. Okay, updates. What updates do you have for us?
Yeah, just a real quick one, just in case Doug didn't hear. Let me just close this out. screen share. Where is this? I have so many screens open right now. Okay. Here we go. So I just want to let everybody know we have a new policy in all of our historic districts. We had this rolled out to Beacon Hill and the South End, but now we're rolling it out to all of the districts. So basically going forward, we're requiring that if you have approved work from the commission, you have to display your approval placard. This is what the approval placard will look like. Basically, it's just letting the public know that the work that's being done is approved and authorized, and then give them an idea of what's going on. It's just an effort for us to be more transparent. Also, another reason for doing this is if there's a legal work, we'll be able to identify that quicker. So you should be seeing these going forward. I've sent this information to the Civic Association, and so that will be required for all of our historic districts going forward. So that's it. Questions about that? Cool.
Great update.
Yeah. Awesome.
So that's it. I don't really have anything else for staff updates.
Okay, can we have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I move we adjourn the meeting.
Second. Okay, in favor?
Aye.
4-0.
Awesome.
Thanks. I think I've been on record for the last three adjournments, so I had to take a break.
And it's 5:55.
5:55
p.m.
All right. All right, everybody. We'll see you soon. Let me know if you have any questions, okay?
All right.
Okay. I got to go pick up my puppy.
Good night. Bye.